They say the mind is the last cell to unlock. I reckon that's true. Some folks get out of prison and still carry the bars with them for years. Others? Well, they were free long before the warden signed the papers. Now let me tell you about a man I knew. He wasn't doing time for robbery or worse. No, this man built his own prison, brick by brick. It started with a dream, a business to buy his freedom. But somewhere between the launch and the first million, he started doing time. He was the boss, but he answered to every email. He had a team, but carried the weight alone. He could take a day off, but never really did. He told everyone it was for his family, but truth is, he hadn't had dinner with them in weeks. Don't get me wrong, there's honor in building. There's pride in the grind. But when the blueprint turns into bars, and your title becomes your sentence, it might be time to step back. Freedom ain't just the ability to leave. It's the willingness to imagine something better outside these walls. Here's the part that rattles the chains. You committed a crime. Not fraud, not theft, but the crime of not evolving. Your success became your sentence. The jury. Clients you couldn't decline. A schedule you'd never question. An identity you were too scared to rewrite. Now you're in your corner office, walls without bars, but they sure feel like they do. The world outside's changed, and your fear isn't just about letting go. It's about who you'll be if you're not the business. It's about the mess waiting when you slow down. The truth you'll have to speak. The people you might have hurt by being absent, even from the next room. But here's what I've learned watching men wrestle their shadows. It's never too late to break free, but first, stop pretending you're locked in for the same reasons. A business should have been your escape, not your prison. You were meant to walk free with loved ones, to teach your kids living on your terms, to take your spouse's hand and say, "Let's write chapter 2." Instead, you polished bars, checked margins, measured success by someone else's tape. But I'm here to tell you, you've served your time. Now the question, stay inside because it's familiar, or step into the unknown because it's finally free. Re-entry and redemption. 82% of released prisoners are rearrested within 9 years. But education flips the script. High-quality prison education reduces recidivism by 43%. Even just GED-level studies / reoffending by over 25% college programs cut it further, down to single digits. For every $1 spent on prison education, society saves $4 to $5 in future costs. These aren't just numbers. They're lifelines. They prove that opening your mind unlocks your world. So here's my message. For men inside your walls and men inside your head. Step 1. Begin with one thought. Replace "I have to" with "I choose to." That shift is seismic. Step 2. Open a door. Education isn't just college. Learn a trade. Pick up a skill. Study a language. Build inside to rebuild outside. Step 3. Build your circle. Studies show family connection and support have recidivism. Write letters. Call regularly. Share progress. Presence matters, even from afar. Step 4. Reimagine freedom. You might be confined now, but your mind? That has no bars. Write. Plan. Visualize your first real sunrise free from a timetable. You've already paid the debt. Now you're walking into a new life. If you're still inside, mentally or physically, know this. The most dangerous prison is the one you decorate with productivity. The deepest wealth is a hand on your back. The greatest legacy? Presence, not pressure. Take the walk, have the talk, close the ledger and open the map. Let your business or life work for you. Your key? It's been in your pocket. Your next step? Walk out. Final words, you started to buy freedom. Don't settle for golden handcuffs when the doors open. Rewrite your rules. Step into a life you can enjoy in full view. Come home. So, if you're a business owner, ask yourself this. First thing tomorrow, if I vanished for a week, would my business break or would I? Then take 1 hour, just one, and audit your life like you audit your P&L. Not with numbers, but with truth. And if you're listening from the inside, remember, freedom isn't just a place, it's a decision. So tonight, write one letter to your kid, your mentor, your future self. Begin the chapter before the gate opens. Your next client might be you.